who you are, because who you are plays an immense role of who the children will be and how they're going to behave and how they're going to evolve. Chazal tell us, Nivra Adam Yechidi, a person was created alone as an individual. People weren't created married. That's a choice we made. But we were created as individuals, Yechidim. And a person has to say, Chayiv Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Olam. The world was created for me. That's not boasting. That's not haughtiness. Because each and every one of us have Tzelem Elokim, godly image. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for you, for you, for you, for me, for each of us as individuals. And then we try, we attempt to fulfill a mandate and to be married and to raise a family. But we're all aware of the fact, as the Torah tells us about Chava, she was the Eim Kol Chai, the mother of all life. So Chazal say, L'chayim nitna v'lo litzar. Life is for pleasure and enjoyment, not for pain and suffering. So if there's going to be pain and suffering in the relationship, that's not the idyllic marriage. It's far from idyllic, and sometimes that's precisely where the Torah prescribes that this marriage should come to an end. And there's a formula for it in the Torah, a get. But that doesn't strip us and take us away our dignity as who we are as individuals. That doesn't change one iota. If anything, it gives you the opportunity now to grow into the wholesome person that you want to become, that maybe previously was stunted, that maybe previously was curtailed because of the relationship. But now you can look forward to a new spouse. You're looking forward to a future. And I must tell you, I, Baruch Hashem, see many, many second marriages. Many that I'm asked to be Masada Kedushin. Others that I'm aware of. But regardless, that's a future to ponder. But who you are and who you can become, that's crucial. And one may not allow themselves to wallow in their circumstance. You're a person, you're a mother, you're a sibling, you're a daughter, you could be a communal person. There's so many aspects of your existence, irrespective of a marital status. And I'm well aware how the world looks at things. I'm in that world, and I live it quite well. I know exactly what goes on. And sometimes you get nervous and you wonder the image, and people are cruel and they'll say things and you can't socialize the same way as you did previously. And there's an awkwardness. I'm aware of all of that. But there are plenty of people who look to include and don't look to alienate and make you feel welcome and make you feel comfortable in spite of a divorce status, and look to try to be meshadach people and give them a brighter future. And it's to those people that you should cleave and cling to. The ones that are hurtful and biting and have negative remarks, they're made to everybody. It's not just about divorce. They'll say it in all types of situations. So you remove yourself from those people. There's no chiyuv that you have to relate to them. But there are so many others that are wonderful and that are looking to help you. And you have to seek those people out. You need support. That's a reality. But so does the person who unfortunately lost a child. They also need support. And so does the person who unfortunately is dealing with a daunting illness of their own or their spouse. They also need chizuk and support. Yours is no different than they are. It's just a different situation. And it's another nisayon. And so, instead of cowering in weakness, be strong, be resilient. Look towards your potential, which could be great, and to the possibilities that lie ahead as a brighter future. And you'll be an amazing father or mother to children. You'll give them stamina. You'll give them what wherewithal to be able to look forward and not to feel dejected and feel that they're not going to be able to make it in life. That is so false. It's so untrue. Because many, many children, and you'll hear more from Dr. Pelkowitz, but I've seen so many that come from divorced homes that do exceedingly well in school. And as I said before, are phenomenal spouses in the future. So one of the things that I would suggest to you is even to help others. You know, we want to bring and engender joy in your life. And it's not so easy, I'll grant you. When you go through difficult times, and especially if you're in the process and things haven't settled in yet, and, you know, we have this agreement, but this problem and that problem, and it's not yet, so to speak, the dust hasn't settled completely. But you could be a stage of chinuch, a chizuk to other people who are yet just beginning, or who are in a situation that you've already dealt with and understand and know. And I'm reminded of a beautiful Rambam, the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Megillah. The Rambam tells us, Ein lecha simcha gedola umufuara, there's no greater joy. Elo lisameach leiv aniyim yisayim amonis vigerim, to help the downtrodden. When you help somebody else, as the saying goes, happiness is a perfume that you can't put on someone else without getting a few drops on yourself. Invariably, you put perfume on someone, you smell it, it's on you. And if you strengthen somebody else and give them chizuk, even though you need it, that's going to engender a certain sense of joy that you're able to help somebody. Who knows why you went through what you went through? Do I know? I'm not God. I don't know. I don't know the Rabbi Shlomo's plans. But I know that with what you know and what the knowledge that you have and you possess, you can help others. And by doing so, that brings you a tremendous amount of joy and simcha. There's another aspect to this. And really, it's about letting go of many things of the past. You know, there's the blame game, and then there's the self-guilt. And I want to tell you, regardless, you just have to let go of all of that. There is no point. It's a learning experience for the future, that yes, because we learn from every event that we go through in life. But it's not about looking back and saying, I should have, I could have. It's irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. Except for growth for the future, when you'll date and what you're going to look for. That's something else. But to look back with guilt and to look back and say, I made mistakes, he made mistakes, it's his fault, it's this one's fault. Nothing's accomplished that way. And so just let the past be the past and give it your all for yourself and for your children. And there's no doubt the less bickering and battles that we have to endure, sometimes there's no choice. We have to, because people who didn't get along sometimes still don't get along. And there have to be battles, and you have to wage them sometimes. But we want to try to keep them to a minimum and rather focus on the positive going forward. And again, I tell you from, unfortunately, lots of experience in this area. Those people that stood up and decided that they're going to make the best that they can and they're not going to go on an attack mode and they're not here to try to bury the other person, and they want their kids to be as healthy as they can. Not only did they survive, they are success stories. They are the stories that I'll point to and say, this is two parts of a whole that are better off than the way they were before. Because all the fighting is no more, and the kids are not witness to all of this. And when they're by mommy, it's great. And when they're by daddy or tati or abba, it's great. And each one inspires and is mechazik the other one to the best that they can be as a parent. Those are great successes. I saw a quip once. He says, it was a couple, they were contemplating divorce or a trip to Bermuda. Strange choice, isn't it? And the guy says, I opted for divorce because the trip to Bermuda is 2 weeks and then it's gone and it's over, but at least the divorce stays. But there's chachma in this remark, because sometimes a person, as I said before, has regrets and remorse, and then you go over it again, you know, maybe I shouldn't have, and maybe I couldn't. I don't think there's one person in this room that just made a flippant decision and just flipped the coin, heads, I don't divorce, tails, I do, or vice versa. Every decision was made probably after years of contemplation and of guidance and probably professional insight and rabbinical insight. And then a resolve was made that this is the best decision. And then you should say that was the Das Torah. That was correct. Never go back and focus on that. Done. The Torah tells us there's such a stage. We had to live through it. This is my Nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me the strength to go through it. And I'm going to go through it standing upright, with my head up high, with resilience, with strength, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at my side, Baruch Gozer Mekayim. And it's my Nisayon, and he's going to allow me to go through it. Yes, I'll have to reach out to this psychologist, and I'm going to reach out to this mentor, and I'm going to reach out to this rabbi, and if this rabbi doesn't help me, I'll reach out to another rabbi. But I'm going to find the people around me that are going to help me, and they're going to get me through this, and I'm going to have joy in my life, and I'm going to see light. And that's my bracha to all of you. Tonight, I hope you're going to gain very shortly a lot of insight and guidance to deal with children. But you have to be healthy as a parent, as a father, as a mother. Put a great big smile on your face and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this ability, and you're going to be the greatest person that you can be, and you'll be able to say about yourself, Bishvili Nivra Olam, this world was created for me, and I'm living up to my potential. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should derive from each and every one of us tremendous nachas in our quest to be the best that we can. Thank you.